This is the season of You Talk Show, where putting yourself first is always in season. Life is bound to suck at times, and that is why I made this space where you can learn tips and tricks to navigate the suck. In this space, we honor and grow through seasons of singleness, seasons of sadness, seasons of celebration, seasons of hope, and also seasons of nope. So go ahead, crack open a silt with your new BFF and life coach, Megan herself, me, and let's dive into today's show. And welcome to this episode of the season of You Talk Show. Today, I want to share something that I wish I knew sooner, which is basically fueled entirely by anxiety. And what I wish I knew sooner was the fact that the longer I put something off, the more problems I'm going to have to fix in the future. So for me, when I'm anxious, I like to pretend like those things don't actually exist. It's such a wonderful trait. Not. This has gotten me into a lot of trouble. And not in like real trouble, but you know, like just made my life significantly harder because I would go about things and then I would get so anxious, I just wouldn't even look at them. And then next thing I knew, I had this huge mess to clean up. And the mess was primarily fueled by my inability to look at the problem. So what I wish I knew sooner was that the problem isn't that bad. And everything can be solved with more money and a positive attitude. Thank you, Max Tuning. And honestly, like I'm looking at all of these messes that I have to clean up today because I was so afraid to look at them before. These are messes that are small. These are messes that are big. These are messes that could impact certain life events, if you will. And I just pretended like they didn't exist. I wish I didn't do that. These are things that they seem small in the moment. And you're like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And then time goes by and you're like, this is not okay. And I still have a few things that are looming up in my life that I need to take fucking control of and look at them and fix them. But honestly, like some of them are scary, but this is a great lesson for me to learn too. And I wish when I was going through all these different parts of my life where I was alone. And this is when I moved across the country, was living in California all by myself. And I didn't move across the country alone. I moved across the country with my significant other. But when we were in Vegas, I got a promotion and we were breaking up. So I went to California and lived by myself. Now, I was in no mental way okay to live by myself, if that makes sense. Like, I was so depressed. I was so sad. And I was so scared because I had made my world so small. I had cut out all of my people. I cut out all of my activities. I cut out everything that made me because I was so afraid of myself. I was afraid of reality. I was afraid of the world because my world shrunk and shrunk and shrunk and shrunk because of fear, because of anxiety, and because of depression. And so when I was living in California, I will never forget this moment in my life. This is actually a great example. I had just moved to California and I remember I had to pay a deposit for the electricity. And I called to pay the deposit, but they were like, you owe no money on your account. So I was like, sweet, like maybe like I'm the lucky 100th winner and I don't have to pay it. And instead of actually digging into the issue, I just let it go. And then one day at 6 p.m., I came home to no electricity in my apartment. None. I called the maintenance people and I didn't have service in my apartment either, which made this 9,000 times more difficult. I'm in a state where I know no one. I just moved here and I have no Wi-Fi, no signal, no electricity, nothing. I am crying. I feel so alone because I don't even have friends at this point. Like I don't have long distance friends. That I talk to every day. I don't have close friends. I am just fucking alone. And I'm sitting there in the dark on the floor because I didn't have furniture yet either. And I was just like, what the heck, Megan? Why did we avoid this? And it's simply because I tried, you know, I like gave one phone call and I tried, but I didn't actually try. I didn't actually try to solve the problem. I just let the problem get bigger. And the maintenance guy came and he was like, oh, let me go check, you know, your service breaker. Cause I was like, I called and like, I had no money to pay on my electricity bill. Right. And so the maintenance guy came, he was so kind. He left his house. Oh my God. I feel like such an idiot for this. He left his cozy house at 7 PM to come help dummy me out because I didn't pay my security deposit, but I didn't know it at the time. And he went and he like checked all the breakers or whatever. And he was like, listen, like you're running. You just didn't pay. And I was like, oh my God, I am mortified, like mortified at this point. So I called the electricity company and I was like, hey, I guess it's just electric company. I called the electric company and I'm like, hey, nobody's there because it's 7 p.m. So I just got automated messages. And then finally I got to the point where they were like, you owe $136.45 for your security deposit. And so I paid it, and literally minutes later the electricity came back on, and I was just mortally embarrassed for the rest of my time living at that apartment where I had to see the maintenance guy who knew I didn't pay my bill. I was just mortified. I am still mortified to this day. And it's moments like that where I wish I didn't ignore it, because it's really real. But in my mind, it wasn't real until I got faced with reality. And I was just walking the dog and I was thinking, I wish someone when I was younger, before I could handle money, before I could open credit cards, before I could, you know, fall in love, all of these things, I wish someone told me, your actions create a ripple effect and something happens in return. You can either have a problem or you can have a happy solution. When you get a problem and something arises, which you will face a problem because life is full of them, face the problem then. Because in 9 months later, 3 weeks later, 15 months later, it's gonna suck because now there's probably interest added. Now you're behind and there's late fees. Now you look like an idiot and someone has to see that you don't pay your bill. Just take care of the problem, because if you can look at your problem, it loses so much power. And so if you are giving all of this power to your problem, so example, I have a problem that I'm facing right now that I have been avoiding since last February. We're still here. It's almost February of the next year. And I need to take care of this problem. But looking at it in the face scares the shit out of me. Pretty soon, I'm going to have to look at it, solve this problem, and fix it because it needs to be done before March. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look in the face and I'm going to take away so much power. But the point I'm getting at here is, no, I'm not perfect. Yes, I still have a lot of messes to clean up. If you have no messes yet, if you haven't let your anxiety run your decision making, because for me, when I go through these anxious moments, the logical part of my brain just turns off. And there have been so many times where I just say she clocked out. Like, I had no logic in any of my decision making. It was purely all anxiety. I would see a problem and I would just curl up into a ball and just forget about it until it went away. And then I would get hit with a late fee, or I would get hit with, you know, the actual problem again because I never solved it. And if you don't have any of that yet, like, let me save you the heartache. Let me save you the embarrassment. Look at the problem. Take away the power. The power is not the problems to have. The power is yours to sleep at night, to know that you took care of XYZ, because there is no problem that you can't get around. Every problem can be solved with more money and a positive attitude. Thank you, Max Tuning. Honestly and truly, there are no problems in this world besides death and sickness that cannot be solved with more money and a positive attitude. And if you don't have more money, we got to figure out a way for you to make more money. Like me, I'll figure out a way to make more money. It's just such an interesting concept that I wish someone told me, like took me by the arms and say, anxiety isn't you. You are not anxiety. Stop letting it make decisions for you. Oh, I wish I knew that. I wish I knew it. And I hope that if you are in the phase where you are going through, maybe you're just starting to get anxiety, or, you know, you have anxiety, but it's not that bad, just look at it and say, you don't get to make this decision. My logical brain does. So that bitch needs to get back from vacation and she needs to work for you, because it is her job, your logical brain, to work for you. And when you look at a problem, so my therapist tells me to do this. Whenever I have anxious thoughts, and I know this has been talked about here before on the pod, but I truly sometimes think my roof is going to fly off. This is a real thing. And so she says, okay, what are three facts that will negate that anxious thought? Well, my roof weighs a fuck ton, so it's not flying away. That's one. Two, the house was built relatively recently. The roof isn't flying off. And see? My car isn't off the ground flying away, so therefore my roof is not flying away. And that can be applied to any situation. So let's say the electric situation where I didn't pay the security deposit. I'd look around, and when I didn't get an answer, I'd say, okay, one, clearly, maybe it's on a different account number. What a concept, Megan. I didn't know, though, because I had never set up utilities for anywhere I lived. My significant other always did that for us. So I was kind of at a disadvantage here. So also, if you are in a new relationship and you have to set up your utilities, get everything hooked up and connected, you should take a stab at it, because one day you might not be with them and you might be 1-800 fucked sitting on your apartment complex, sit on your apartment floor in the dark with a lamp plugged in from the hallway because the maintenance guy felt so bad for you. Okay. You might be that person, and that person's name is Megan. And take a stab at it. Say, okay, well, if you move like all the time, just say, okay, well, I'm actually going to set this one up, and you learn how to do it. Or, hey, can you show me how you're doing that? Don't just say, oh, cool, I don't have to think about it, because you get fucked in the end. Like, I wish I watched and paid attention and understood everything that went into setting up utilities, because when I went to go do it, I was in trouble. Here's another great example. I got my taxes done last year by a company, and like a local company here. And they called me once to come like sign and pay, and my brain completely flew away and they never called me back. It has been 5 months. Today, I got a message saying, hey, we actually never filed your taxes. But if I used my logical brain and not my emotional brain, I would have said, huh, maybe I should call them and see what's up. Did I need to do anything else? Like, maybe what's happened? Are they open because of COVID? Like, maybe I should reach out and ask. Huh, I wonder why they haven't called back. But instead, I was emotional and I said, ha ha ha, it's fine. Fucked me, okay? So there are so many situations and so many instances I can give where letting anxiety win will 100% set you back. So take back the power, get in the driver's seat, and you drive yourself to the destination you want, because the only place anxiety is driving you to is backwards, is in trouble, is in debt, is in the land of darkness for real, especially if it's your electric down deposit, okay? Anxiety is not driving you somewhere you want to go. Anxiety will always drive you backwards, but your logical brain, that's going to take you forward, because logically, you know, okay, you can make problem solving under control. You know, okay, if I do this, this, and this, I'm going to get here. But if I do this, this, and this, ooh, that's bad. But your emotional brain doesn't recognize that. So sometimes we need to turn off our emotional brain and turn on our logical brain, which is why I envy so many men who just have a logical brain and they're so pragmatic. And I'm like, wow, I wish I could do that, which I'm getting better. My logical brain, she's not allowed to be on vacation anymore. But the thing is that I didn't know my logical brain clocked out. If I knew my logical brain clocked out, I would have turned it on a very long time ago. But I was so consumed by my emotion and by my anxiety and how not thinking about it at all was better than thinking about it that I got into trouble. So don't get into trouble. Look at it. Take away the power and earn your power back. Anywho, I just wanted to share this because I wish I knew this. And if you are a young adult, I know many people that listen to my podcast are 18 to 27. And so if you are in this age range where you have not yet let your anxiety run your life, please, please, please take back control and help avoid future messes. But for now, Megan herself out. You can always slide into my DMs. They're always open. They're always available. I just love to get to know all of you. And I'm so grateful that you listen to the pod. And I hope that you can learn from my mistake because while you're listening to this, I'm probably digging myself out of another hole. Alrighty, have a wonderful day. Goodbye. And don't worry. I know now that the electric down deposit is under another account number. I learned that one the hard way. Megan herself.